The man I'm about to introduce would vouch for Darren Malone. I know he was one of his mentors when he first started, and he's my nomination for the toughest player of the 90s, and that's Gavin Brown. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Rad.
G'day, Kerry. How you going, mate? Tim?
Nice to talk to you. Hey, Gavin played footy for Marcelin back when I was at the Melbourne High, and we played in a Herald Shield game then. And Rowdy, you were just a slight skinny lad back in those days, but you played the same way. I mean, you were revered for your attack on the footy, your courage and all that. Was the same question I asked Harves, but was it always the case for you?
It's hard for me to remember back really early days, but I was told by my coaches, no, I wasn't, when I was in the juniors, it wasn't necessarily the case. I do remember a really strong message from Lee Matthews one day, and I really think this had a fair bit to do with the way my footy ended up changing. And I was when I first started in 1987, it was a practice match up in the bush. I think it was Donald, actually, up in Donald. We're playing against Richmond, and I started on the bench. And I remember Lee was sitting on the bench with us back then. They didn't have the coach's box. And one of my teammates pulled out of a contest. And Lee just grabbed me by the arm and pulled me up to the interchange line and said, "Did you see that?" And it was right in front of us. And I said, "Yes." And he said to me, "I don't ever see you do that." And so I was only a young fella, and I really took hold of that. I don't know why. It just really resonated in my brain. And I just went out there and I thought, well, that's it. I'm just going to attack everything here and be like a bit of a madman. I guess I thought it was maybe my opportunity and to impress him and make my mark. So it really, really stuck in my brain and stuck with me.
I reckon Lee would only need to look at you or say that once too.
Yeah, no, he certainly had a fairly big influence on people. But, yeah, and that was such was the impact on me. So, yeah, to answer the question, look, I don't think I was always that way. Maybe I had it in me, but I certainly made an effort at the start of my career to try and be pretty hard at the ball, yeah.
Well, you heard Gary's top six of the 90s. Who else would you consider being one of the toughest players that you came up against during that period of time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I had Glenn Archery had on. I've got enormous respect for him, clearly. I always found... now, I know Greg Williams was a bit more 80s, wasn't he? But yep. He was always... he was a very, very hard man. Tim, I've heard you talk about, you know, Gary Ablett, clearly. Look, there were so many, to be honest. I think that era, there were so many... my own team, Tony Shaw, was, again, probably a bit more 80s, but... clearly there were plenty out there.
What about, Rowdy, we're speaking with Gavin Brown here, who was just an unbelievably brave player. So when you're running back with a flight of the footy, and I often think some people say players know that they're putting themselves into this dangerous position, but then some are able to overcome it and some sort of hesitate. I mean, did you think, what was going through your mind as you're going back into these packs?
I think you always, you'd be pretty silly if you didn't realise there was some ramifications. It's the nature of footy, obviously. But, I think you've got to try and somehow overcome it. And because I think, if you don't, then the result's probably worse. I think the mental result of pulling out was worse than the physical the physical result of getting hurt. So that's probably what drove me, I guess, to try and go hard in those scenarios.
When I think about you, I think about the 1990 grand final and, you know, what happened with you and Terry Danaher, but the thing that happened post that, I don't know what your recollection is, I don't know how clear your mind might have been around this time, but can you remember going back up through the wire, back up into the change rooms at halftime? Can you remember Lee Matthews' reaction then? Were you anywhere near him then?
Yeah, I was. Look, Lee grabbed me. I was still a little bit on compass, but he grabbed me and by the arm, and I think it was a bit of a strategy by Lee, but he just pulled me. And I do remember he just said, "He'll be back, Terry. He'll be back." So, I remember it pretty vividly, actually. So,
he flew into rage, didn't he, Lee?
Yeah. He was a competitor, wasn't he, on and off the ground. And I think his juices were flowing. And, obviously, it was a grand final. And I think he just thought anything that gives us an opportunity to get a leg up. And so I think that was his strategy, yeah.
Hey, Rad, you got a couple of young fellas running around doing really well at Collingwood. What's your messaging for them when it comes to this sort of stuff?
I suppose it's the same for any young fella that you don't want to let your teammates down. And you know the old saying, when it's your turn, it's obviously, look, footy's a physical game, and you sign up to play it, and it's all part of it. So yeah, look, I just mentioned, as I said, to whether it's them or any young fella, you just got to do your best. And look, there are some that are better than others, and I think that the important thing is that there are a lot of different skills in footy, and that's just one of them. Yeah. So, but I think you've got to be at least borderline. You've got to be at least, be able to put your hand up and say that I played my part in that area. So I think as long as you can do that, I reckon that's pretty good.
Do you ride every bump when the boys are playing?
No, I do. It's pretty hard as a parent. It doesn't matter whether you're watching my daughter play basketball or the boys playing footy. You do. You're hanging on the edge of your seat. Tim, I'm sure you obviously know all about that. But, but I'm proud of them, pleased for them, and I really enjoy watching them.
And we loved watching you play, Rowd, so appreciate you joining us. The Kangaroos, what sort of year were we expecting?
Pretty exciting. I'm sure he's doing an amazing job. He's really turned the place around. It's a great environment at the moment, and it's a really terrific culture. He's obviously Shorey coming from the Bloods up in Sydney. He's bringing a bit of that with him, and everyone's pretty fit and healthy at the moment and really, really keen. So it's a really exciting time, the Kangaroos, no doubt about that.
Good on you, Rad. Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck for the year.
Good on you, Gary. Appreciate it. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Gavin.
Gavin Brown there, who was a superstar. This is from the Speckle Text. How about this for a tough six in the 90s? From one team, Carey, Archer, Stevens, Martin, Byron Pickett and Anthony Rock.
No wonder they had success.
That is an unbelievable six, isn't it? That's Adrian from Blackburn. We'll get a breakaway. Jimmy the Tyrant Taylor's going to come in. We'll announce who the 18 are that's going to join his private fitness class. And then Brisbane Lions defender Harris Andrews. The conversation starters for Kia's open season on now with match-winning deal.